Hello, my name's John. I'm a recovering addict. Wow. This is a fun ride up here. This is my 7th year coming to this retreat, and it's the first year I'm not camping due to responsibilities and stuff, mainly nursing school, which is all-consuming. But it was a beautiful ride up here, you know, through the country and everything. Principles of 4 personalities. Well, even the basic text says it's like a cliche, because it is one of those cliches you hear over and over again, you know. But a lot of times, like for me, I used to think it was just had to do with, you know, drama in the rooms and, you know, minding your own business and, you know, God's will, not yours. And, you know, it's just, you know, like you'll hear someone gossiping about someone and you're like, oh, the answer for it is principles before personalities. Like, they're a real jerk or whatever. Well, principles before personalities. You know, it's like it's basically what you tell everyone whenever they're not being real spiritual. Early in recovery, I would say I always need to use principles for personalities, but I would act out more on situations earlier in recovery. Probably because doing, like, you know, 90 meetings in 90 days plus, and when, you know, your first year in recovery, at least for me, I'm at meetings all the time, I'm around all these people. Luckily, I went to different areas, but a lot of people, you know, they end up just in one area. You're just getting clean, just getting off drugs. Your mind's not too clear. Other people's minds, you know, they're not in the best place, and it's kind of like a recipe for disaster sometimes in early recovery. But today, you know, I don't live in the rooms, and I have a life outside the rooms, so I don't even have time for any drama at NA, you know. It's just one of those things you do when you're bored when you first get clean, in my opinion. Yeah, so I read Tradition 12 on this, because this comes out of Tradition 12, and you really can't, you know, you kind of have to bring up Tradition 12 when it comes to it, because it has a lot to do with, like anonymity, and that's another misconceived perception I had when I first got clean, that, like, anonymity was just, don't say what I said at the meeting, you know, but that they've talked very little about that, maybe a couple sentences in the how and why in the basic text about what actual anonymity, I mean, about the meaning of it being don't talk about what you hear at the meeting. It's more about that I have no name and you have no name and you have no name and you have no name except for addicts. Like, that's our name. And our common bond is that we're addicts seeking recovery and, you know, trying to find another day clean and to help the next recovering addict. So whenever people come in and say, you know, like money, property, prestige, and maybe they have a great job, or, you know, maybe they're being real flashy, or maybe you just don't like something about them, it doesn't matter what those things about them you don't like are. You know, we bond together with unity, and, you know, our common bond puts us together. I mentioned unity, like Tradition 1 plays a big part in this, because whenever I want to act out and, you know, either talk about someone else or just tell them to their face, because that's usually how I like to do it, I remember that unity is more important than my personality and my agenda, and that's another way. It's like playing the tape the whole way through when you're about to act out, you know. Well, unity and that newcomer that's new over there sitting, that's never been to a meeting, doesn't need to see me flip out on another home group member. So I have to, like, take the higher road, kind of. And then it's like my will or God's will. My will would be to just act out and tell them to their face what's up. Because even whenever, my first response is usually, no, that's not the right thing to do. But then if I'm, like, heated about something, I'll keep brewing about it in my head and be like, well, maybe I should say something, or, you know, just go over it over and over again in my head, unless I choose to give it to God. But, and then a lot of times I say what I was going to say in the first place. But growth today for me is to just not say it at all, and it doesn't matter, you know. A big thing today with principles before personalities, and, you know, it's great that Tradition like how the traditions can apply to an ever-changing fellowship in an ever-changing world. You know, the predecessors didn't know about Facebook in 1950s or whatever, whenever they borrowed the traditions from AA. And like today, Facebook is huge for principles before personalities. Like, I find out stuff about other NA members. You know, there's a lot of people on there I just like click. You know, oh, I know you're from NA, so I'll just be your friend. You know what I mean? I just saw you once at the convention. We're friends now. But, you know, you find out a lot about people in the rooms that you don't really want to know, are they Republican or Democrat, or, you know, what religion they are and all that. Like, it creates all kinds of drama. And, like, Facebook is very, I apply principles with personality there a lot. And I'm more a one-way Facebooker anyways, though. I probably offend people. People probably have to apply principles for personalities to what I post more than what they do, because I'm just like a one-way poster. I just post. It's like my venting. Post it on the wall. And it's more for family for me. That's why I got Facebook, because a lot of family pictures. And, well, that doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't know. They made a new pamphlet on social networks to deal with the new complications that come with social networks. But and anonymity that goes along with that, like, there is no anonymity now. If you're on Facebook, then, like, everyone knows your last name. So that's kind of, Facebook's changed a lot, really, as far as anonymity and different things go. Because normally when you come to the meeting, you either leave your stuff at the door that, you know, might be controversial, or you leave it for you and another recovering addict that you can trust, or you wait at least till the prayer. Like, when the prayer starts, that's usually when I'm like, okay, time to get serious and, you know, let the other stuff go. Because it says to leave our personality at the door and come here for our common bond to, you know, we stick together. So, and I remember it always how it says, you'll see like two addicts who don't normally get along, like, come together to help a newcomer. Hi, welcome. And, you know, I don't know. NA is just good character building for life. Like, I'm going to use this skill of working with people I don't want to work with, and, you know, different personalities clash. Like, you use that in every aspect of your life. And it's good character building anyways. Like, don't sweat the small stuff, basically. Does it really matter? That's what I think. Does whatever agenda I have in my head, or whatever I think, it's basically my will. Because, you know, like, say for a group conscience, for instance, if I'm, like, just doing my will and I'm not centering myself and tapping into, like, my higher power's will, which essentially is whatever's best for the group, because it's hard to know sometimes what your higher power's will is. But as far as a group conscience and, a voting decision at area, like whatever's the best for all of NA, the good of NA, that's usually what the will of my higher power is. And even though we have different higher powers, they can all, like, if we're using that principle, then we can all tap into, you know, not pursuing our will at a group conscience, but what's best for NA. So, yeah, and so it's a lot of unity in Tradition 1 and Step 3. It's a lot of Step 3, like me turning my will over, like letting my will go and giving it to God's will. You know, make a decision that some things don't matter at area service. A lot of things really don't. like NA will survive, and that's why we have, it's like a democracy here, you know, but even better. So, but yeah, like I said, a lot, like, first time, and, you know, when you're new in recovery, you do worry more about stuff. You're at meetings more. You don't have as much stuff outside of the rooms, so it's easy to get all worked up over that stuff. But I just learned that stuff, you know, doesn't matter. And I was thinking about, you know, the ties that bind us together, as long as the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that will tear us apart. You know how we say that all the time. And I never really think about that much, because things that I repeat, they don't have that much meaning to me. It's just like, it's like ritualistic in religion, really. But, I mean, that's how I stick it in my head. But, like, thinking about that, like, as long as the ties that bind us together, that's our unity, that's our common bond of us just trying to get another day clean and help the newcomer. That's what, as long as that's stronger than our personalities, because our personalities are going to be here in the rooms anyways, because we're not all well. None of us are well. And so, but as long as our unity and, like, us working with our sponsor and doing the next right thing, as long as that's bigger than all our drama, then we'll be all right. So, that's in, I don't know. Are you almost ready? Principles before personalities. I don't know, I haven't spoke for a while. So it's good to speak. It's good that Edgar comes in like three doors and distracts me the whole time. see ya. But no, really, it's, that's what I was thinking. Like, a lot of times if I let principles win, I mean, if I let personalities win, then I might, like rob myself of someone else's, like, recovery that they have for me that day. You know, if I'm like, oh, I don't like that person, you know, he's such a jerk and he doesn't follow any of the traditions anyways, I might miss what he has to say at that meeting and rob myself what might save my life that day. And it's like I hear people say, oh, I can't go to that meeting because that person goes or blah, blah, blah. Well, then you're robbing yourself of a whole group of people. You know, if you don't go to another meeting, you choose not to go to a meeting because you can't go to that one, then you're robbing yourself of a whole hour of recovery because you let personalities get in the way. So the best thing is just to find a way to resolve it. And, you know, I don't ever let anyone keep me out of the rooms. I go to whatever meeting I want to go to. I'm not going to let, you know, because it's just, like I said, don't sweat the small stuff. And, it says that, like, it talks a little bit about how, like, principles, like, each group's autonomous, and our home groups can have their own personality, and as long as our personality doesn't get in the way of our common, you know, our common purpose. And what was I saying? Basically, it's like, I don't know, our personalities can be good too, because that's like what makes us diverse. And as long as we apply principles, like, our personalities will flourish, and diversity is good for the program. That's why there's different people here that normally wouldn't hang out outside the rooms, but again, the common bond holds us together. So pretty much, sum it up, it's like unity, tradition one, like putting unity first, putting the fellowship before my personality and what I think's right, and doing God's will instead of mine. And there's more things to life than little NA drama. So, I mean, just do the next right thing and keep growing and you'll be all right. That's all I got. Thanks.
I didn't even know you were speaking. What's your topic? It's the same?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. I don't think... I'm just... You know. This is Leanne. You're from Shady Group?
No, Beechwood.
Beechwood. Leanne from Beechwood. On the same topic. All
right. I'm Leanne. I'm an addict. I'd like to thank Edgar for asking me to speak. You know, I wasn't, to be honest, I wasn't particularly looking forward to this. I had to wake up at 6:30 a.m. this morning to drive here from Pittsburgh. No. And, you know, but I try not to, like, you know, this program has given me so much and, like, taught me so much that, like, when I get asked to do something for NA, I try not to say no because NA never said no to me. So that was, like, my rationale for coming up here and, like, being able to do this. And Principles Before Personalities, when I got asked to speak on this, you know, a couple weeks ago, I was completely, like, I was so bewildered. I just didn't know what I was going to say or what I was going to do because, like, I'm a pretty hateful person. I hate a lot of people, and I'm, like, not, like, the most, like, I don't know if I practice this necessarily perfectly all the time, so I wasn't sure, like, how I was qualified to speak on this. But, you know, I did a lot of, like, reading about this, and I did a lot of talking to people about this, and, like, I tried to practice it in my life the best that I can. So, so this actually was a great thing for me to be able to speak on this topic because it's given me some perspective of it on my own life. The thing that I realized about Principles Before Personalities, the first thing that I kind of realized is that, like, what this tradition really means to me is that, like, I have to place all principles before my personality. Like, I have the ability to deal with your personalities because of principles. And, like, so, like, but the real difficulty is that I have to battle my own personality with principles because that's where I'm here for. I'm here to, like, get better on, like, for me to get better and help someone else. And so I have to think about, like, what can I do? Like, what principles can I apply to this situation that I can impose rather than my own personality? And, like, I try to apply that to my life today. And, like, what that looks like to me today is, like, when I think I should have my way or when I think, like, that things should be a certain way, it's not necessarily about you that you're wrong. It's that I'm right. So what I try to do to that is that, like, I don't know. It's just one of those things that, like, I have to remember that, like, I'm not always right. If I was always right, I wouldn't be a member of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I wouldn't have fucked up my life if I was always right. So I have to remember that, like, the principle of, like, surrender and the principle of, like, acceptance and stuff like that is a principle I have to place before my own personality. Like, I have to remember, like, when I'm in area service, when I'm at group conscience, when I'm anywhere that I'm, like, arguing over my opinion with someone, like, is this, like, God's will for me, or is this just my own personality, like, coming into the picture? So that was something that, like, was important for me to understand. You know, I try to apply these principles in all my affairs, and, you know, so, like, I try to, like, with people outside of the rooms, apply principles before applying my personality. So, like, I don't know, like, this morning when my mom woke me up, like, I, like, was like, oh, God damn it, like, can I just sleep for, like, 5 more minutes? Like, fuck. Like, and I got really angry at her. And, like, you know, what I had to remember is, like, that's my personality. Like, you know, spiritual principles are always, like, something that I have to apply no matter what time it is. And, like, you know, no matter, like, what I want, like, I always have to apply principles. And the other thing I learned, like the other speaker was touching on, was that, like, you know, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, is how this tradition starts, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. So anonymity to me is what, like, it doesn't matter what you're doing out there, when you come in here, you're an addict. That's all you are. Like, I don't care, like, Narcotics Anonymous doesn't care, like, where I come from, like, what or how much I used. Like, all of that stuff, Narcotics Anonymous doesn't care. They want to know what I want to do about my problem and how they can help. That's what our readings say. So, like, that's, like, my, as far as principles before personalities go, like, I have to remember that, like, what, like, I'm here to, like, God, where was I going with this? But, you know, principles before personalities, like I was saying, like, it doesn't matter what you're doing out there. When you come in here, you're an addict. And so, therefore, it doesn't matter what your personality is out there or what you're doing out there, like, the only principle I can see is, like, equality and unity and stuff like that. That's the principle I have to place before, like, your personality. And, you know, that's, like, hard to do sometimes when, like, you see people on social networking sites, like, acting completely unspiritual, or you see people that act a certain way outside of the rooms that they don't act inside the rooms. And, like, what I have to remember is that, like, they're, like, we have to carry the message to the addict who still suffers, not just necessarily the newcomer all the time. And, like, if that addict that still suffers is, like, someone with 50 years clean who's, like, being a complete asshole, like, I still have to, like, remember that, like, they're just as sick as, like, someone else. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and, God, I think like the important thing about this principles before personalities is that, you know, it doesn't say that like my personality is awful and that like I need to like do like a lot of work on my like that like I need like some sort of like my personality is like all evil or all bad, because like it's principles before personalities, not principles instead of personalities. So like what I need to do is apply principles to my personality. And, you know, like, when I came in here, my personality was very fractured. Like, I didn't really have much. I didn't really know how to act all the time. And, like, the only way to do that is to apply principles. Like, I have to start applying principles in order to get a better personality. Because when I came in here, I was a fucking asshole. And, like, you know, I had to apply principles to my life in order to have a better personality. So, like, that's also what this saying means to me as well. And, you know, it's, like... God, it's just principles before personalities. Like, it's probably one of the most important things we practice in here. And, like, I have to remember that, like, that no matter what I think of you, like, you're still just an addict. Like, everyone here is still just an addict. And, like, I get, like, in this way that, like, I don't want to deal with people, or I don't want to hear your shit, or, like, I don't care. And, like, you know what? Like, it's not my place to, like, it's just my place to show up here and try to carry the message to the best of my ability. And, like, it doesn't matter, like, what I think of you outside of here or what I think of you inside of here. Like, I'm just trying to carry the message. And I think people, like, get it twisted sometimes that you have to like everyone or you have to be friends with everyone. Like, no, we don't have to like everyone and we don't have to be friends with everyone, but we do have to treat everyone with, like, respect and dignity. And, like, what that looks like to me is, like, you know, I don't have to, like, associate with, like, you if I don't like you. Like, I'm sorry, I don't. Like... I just have to, like, treat you with respect and unity and, like, remember that, like, we're all here for the same reason and, like, you can do your thing, I can do my thing, and we can coexist together. And, like, the literature says, like, it's amazing to see two people who normally wouldn't get along join together to help the still sick and suffering addict. Like, you know, it's a wonderful thing that, like, you know, we all have a primary purpose of being here to carry the message to the addict that still suffers. And, like, you know, we're not trying to carry our own message, we're trying to carry the message. Like, there's a clear Narcotics Anonymous message, and I'm not trying to carry my personal agenda, I'm trying to carry the message of Narcotics Anonymous when I come in here. Like, and that's what I try to live by, and, like, you know, I have a life outside of here. Like, Narcotics Anonymous is a part of my life, but it's not my life. Like, Narcotics Anonymous is probably one of the best things that's ever happened to me, but, like, I come in here so that I can be a member of society. I come in here, like, fractured so I can be a member of society. So what that means to me is that, like, I need to be able to practice principles in here and then apply them to my life outside of here. And, you know, so, like, I don't think, like, coming in here we're supposed to face responsibility in everyday living. So, like, when I come in here, like, I'm here to get better and then continue to live my life outside of here. I'm not, like, principles before personalities, what that means to me is that I have to apply this in every area of my life and put a principle before I put, like, because, like, a personality can be, like, it's not just an individual's personality, it can be, like, just about any, like, a personality of, like, a group, like he mentioned, like, you know, there are certain groups I don't like, and, like, you know, because I have a life outside of here, because I'm, like, I do stuff outside of here, like, I don't have to, like, my life doesn't depend on going to your meeting and making your life hell. Like, if I don't like you, like, I don't have to go to the meeting that you're at. And, like, you know, because, like, as much as I'd like to say that, like, I would miss out on recovery, like, if I'm going to sit there and start copping resentment the whole meeting, then, like, why would I even bother going there? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe that's not a good thing to say, but if I'm sitting there copying a resentment, then, like, why should I, like, I should try to battle that with a principle before I start focusing on your personality, but, like, if I can't move past that just yet in my recovery, then, like, you know, so be it. It's just one of those things that, like, we have to keep changing in here. Our personalities have to keep changing because we're applying principles. Like, you know, I never want to stay stagnant in my recovery, and I never want to, like, be one of those people that just, like, comes in here and doesn't change, because, like, we're here to change, and, like, I'm here to change, and, you know, I gotta, like, keep applying principles to do that, and, like, principles take on a new meaning to me as I continue to stay clean longer. Like, things that, like, were okay with me in the beginning aren't so okay with me now. And, like, I do the same things, but I apply them to my life differently. And so, like, I have to apply principles to my life differently. And, like, personalities, like, they're, I have to remember that my personality isn't the most important thing here. And that, God, that people will, that, like, hopefully if we're all here getting better, then, like, you know, our personalities won't matter, and that we'll just be here practicing principles, and, like, and we have to practice them in all our affairs. And I don't know, it's pretty early, I'm kind of running out of things to say. I don't know, God, you know, I remember coming in here, and, like, something, I was in rehab, and what my dad used to say to me is, like, he was telling me to stay away from someone I used with, and he didn't understand the program, he had just read a little bit about it. And what he would say would be, like, principles before personalities, principles before personalities. And I was like, you don't even know what that means. He'd be, like, telling me not to talk to the dope man. And he'd be like, principles before personalities. And I'd be like, what? I'm not hanging out with the dope man because he has a great personality. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hanging out with him because I want some fucking dope. And, like, I remember, but, like, you know, nowadays, like, that kind of, like, what he was trying to say, even though he said it in an awful manner, like, I kind of understand, like, if, like, no, regardless of how great your personality is, I still have to place principles before it, I guess, is what he was trying to say. Like, you know, I could, like, right now I'm dealing with someone who, like, I love this kid to death, like, he's great, but, like, he can't stay clean. He has no, like, he displays very little willingness, and I'm not in a position to judge his desire, but, like, I know that I need to place principles. Like, I'm powerless over what he's going to do. So, like, that's a principle. Powerlessness is a spiritual principle that I need to apply to some situations. And, like, no matter how great your personality is, I still have to treat you the same as everyone else. Like, if I had someone in my life who I didn't like, who kept using, like, I would have no problem kicking them to the curb. Like, being like, I can't deal with this. And, like, you know, like, I have to remember that, like, just because I love you to death, like, doesn't mean that, like, you're any better than anyone else, or, like, that I get to treat you different than anyone else, because, like, I need to come in here and, like, remember that, like, no matter how bad your personality is, I have to treat you with principles. No matter how good your personality is, I have to treat you with principles. And, like, that's something, like, it's hard to, like, tell people who, like, you care about that, like, that they need to, like, get help, or, like, that they need, like, that there's something, like, it's hard to apply principles that, like, of, like, powerlessness and, like, stuff like that to people you care about, because, like, that is something difficult. But, like, I need to remember that, like, you know, it's just a personality, like, I don't know, like, it's one of those things that's probably been the hardest thing for me in here, is, like, remembering that, like, principles do come before personalities, and personalities include people that I like as well. And I don't offer any solutions on how to make that easier, you know what I mean? It's just, like, something that we have to come in here and deal with, is that, like, people go out and use, and, like, that sucks. That sucks when people go out and use. And, like, you know, it's always sad and stuff, but, like, I have to remember that, like, I need to keep doing what I'm doing regardless of how I feel about it, like, regardless of, like, who uses, like, I need to keep coming in here and practicing principles and not give up on this program, because there have been times when people have given up, that people have gone out, like, I just want to give up. And, like, you know, I have to remember that, like, one of the principles that I need to practice is, like, perseverance and, like, stuff like that. Like, no matter how much it sucks when someone goes out, like, this program can still work. And, like, I have to remember that. I don't know. God. Just, principles before personalities. It's, like, the traditions keep our fellowship alive and free, like the reading says. And, like, you know, if I let my personality or your personality get in the way of how this program works, then, like, you know, we're still facing difficult, like, the traditions don't eliminate all problems, but, like, they help us, they guide us, they're just guidance, and, like, that's the only way to get freedom for the group. Like, when we come together, we're such fractured personalities that, like, you know, we need these principles to, like, live by and stuff. And I don't know, it's one of those great things that, like, people can come in here and, regardless of who they are, or what they think they are, or what I think you are, like, they can come in here and find recovery because of these traditions and because of the fact that no addict will be turned away. I'm really grateful for being asked to speak. That's all I have. Thank you.